You're listening to healthradio.fm. I am Tammy Lee McNabb. I am with Mark from WR Mattress Gallery. I've never done an interview about beds, but I tell you what, I have spent a lot of money trying to find the right mattress, and I spent a lot of money trying to find the right pillow. Pillows elude me. I've never had a good pillow in my entire life. Tell me why sleep is so important, for obvious reasons, but more.
Well, sleep, water, food, and breathing. Without any of those four, we simply wouldn't exist in a very short period. And there's been a lot of studies done on sleep where if you sleep less than 6 hours a night, your chance of a heart attack or stroke goes up 4 times.
I'm going to die. I sleep less than 6 hours a night. And a lot of it is because I can't get comfortable in my bed.
Yeah, the comfort is an issue from pressure points. So what we have in our products is natural latex, which comes out of a tree, unlike memory foam, which is chemically man-made. So it doesn't off-gas, but pressure point relieving reduces tossing and turning, which lets you go closer to or into your REM, rapid eye movement stage, which is a 90-minute sleep cycle. On average, people will toss and turn about every 20, 30 minutes. It's about 30 times on an 8-hour sleep. So if you're tossing and turning every 20, 30 minutes, you're not hitting your 90-minute sleep cycle. So relieving pressure points increases sleep efficiency. And these Ironman recovery mattresses also have some other technology in them called Cellient, which is 13 thermoreactive natural minerals alone by themselves have been clinically proven to increase sleep efficiency, reduce nocturnal awakenings. Again, reducing tossing and turning, deeper stage of sleep, hits your rapid eye movement, dream stage, where your body really recovers. Or for students or anybody that's doing work and they're reading a lot at night, what do you remember the next morning? That has a lot to do with what actually goes in your memory bank during that 90-minute sleep cycle.
Let's talk more about, did you say it was the Ironman mattress? Is that what it is? I mean, let's talk about the minerals. So tell me more about the minerals that are in it. And what you're saying is that the minerals are now being absorbed into my body. How does that work?
Yeah, so there's 13 minerals. It's called Cellient. The way they get into the mattress is they get into the polyester fibers. Polyester, before it's a fiber or a thread, is actually liquid polymer. So they take the liquid polymer with 13 op-responsive minerals crushed into a powder, mixed in with a bath. So when it comes out, the polyester, it actually has these minerals that are about 1/100 size of a hair embedded into the fiber. So it can never wear out. It can never come out. So these minerals, Cellient, is 13 thermoreactive natural minerals, which means they're optically responsive, and that they do everything with light. 10 are a trade secret. 3 of them are titanium.
Oh, tell us what they are.
I don't know. I asked the scientist in Santa Monica. He didn't tell me. So 3 of them that play the major role are titanium dioxide, silicon dioxide, and aluminum oxide. Titanium dioxide is a light-absorbing mineral. Our bodies emit heat. You can always tell by if you touch a window in a car, wintertime, anytime, that there'll be some steam. Also, if you're cold and there's no heat around, they say, you know, hug each other for body heat. So that body heat released from our body constantly, every millisecond, is actually a wavelength of light. Titanium dioxide is a light-absorbing mineral, so it will absorb that wavelength of light. Where silicon dioxide is one of the role-playing one. It will reflect the light back into your body. It's a scatterer of light mineral. So
is that infrared that we hear a lot about?
It's exactly that. Yeah, infrared with sunlight. Light that's out of the spectrum of the light vision, right? So, silicon dioxide reflects it back into the body, but at a different wavelength. And when it hits your tissues, it stabilizes. At that point, there's a natural chemical reaction, which creates more nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is a vasodilator. Nitroglycerin, for example, people with heart issues, they want to spray it in. It's nitric oxide that will dilate the capillaries, allow for higher levels of oxygenated blood flow. And with these materials, Cellient, it's clinically proven by 8 North American University medical centers that it will increase oxygenated blood flow, increase recovery, sleep efficiency, reduction in pain is a published study in 2009 by University of California Irvine Medical Center. University of Alberta just finished a study and has published that athletic performance and recovery is increased. So these are all North American University medical centers, University of Texas, Florida, Calgary, Alberta, Dallas.
Now, is this, you have several beds. So are we talking about one type of bed or do you have different types of beds going on here?
We have 8 different models. So there's 3 different categories or price levels, and they come in soft, medium, and firm.
Of the same type of technology you're talking about?
Yeah, same type of technology. Some of them have more of that material in them than others, and that'll dictate the price. Also, some will have more latex, natural rubber than the other ones, that dictates the price as well.
Let's talk about latex versus memory foam. I slip on memory foam because I have sore hips and I'm rolling in bed. What are the concerns?
Well, memory foam is great for pressure point relief. It takes about 4 to 6 seconds usually for it to recover or conform to your body. That's how it works. Latex will actually conform to your body instantly. Memory foam is chemically man-made. On a book called Sleep Safe in the Toxic World, they found 61 off-gassing VOC, volatile organic compound chemicals found in memory foam, whereas latex comes out of a tree. It's a rubber. It's a white sap, just like maple syrup comes out of a maplewood tree. It's a white sap, half a cup per day out of a rubberwood tree. Malaysia, India, South Africa, Brazil, those kind of places. So it's not chemically man-made. It doesn't off-gas. So when you're breathing about 4,000 times on an 8-hour sleep in and out of your lungs, what are you breathing in?
Gosh, you're scaring me. I'm going to sleep on the floor tonight. or here. I'm going to be here at the trade show sleeping in the bed, so I'm not going to go home. Where can people find out more about your company?
Well, they can, if they're on the mainland, we're in South Surrey at WR Mattress Gallery on 152nd 24th in Parksville for Vancouver Island. Been there 14 years. We're in Parksville right on the Island Highway, M&N Mattress Shop. We're online, WRMattressGallery.com or ParksvilleMattress.com. So I have some information on there.
Can you ship internationally as well?
Yeah, actually, we just shipped 3 beds to somebody from Alberta who wanted them shipped to Maui. Just shipped them. They're actually in transit right as we speak.
Mark, you gave me lots to think about. I'm sure our listeners are probably like as afraid as I am. Listen, we sleep a lot. We spend a lot of time in our beds, and clearly I see the value in having a good night's sleep, and at times it does elude me. Thank you so much for being on healthradio.fm.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.